Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. A calm night is setting over Israel with mild temperatures in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, perfect for an evening stroll or a quiet night in. Meanwhile, in Haifa, a gentle breeze is blowing in from the sea. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Ynet from earlier today, the IDF is gearing up for an extended presence in Lebanon as Hezbollah regroups during a ceasefire. Also, the Times of Israel reports in the past hour that a U.S. military delegation is in Beirut to discuss the withdrawal of the IDF from a pilot zone. Also, this hour, JNS reports that former President Trump has declared 1,000 missiles are ready and aimed at Iran as tensions rise. Separately, Israel Hayom highlights a provocative poster in an Iranian government newspaper targeting Trump and Netanyahu. And finally, the Jerusalem Post shares that Israel police have arrested 4 settlers who attacked a CNN crew in the West Bank. Here's what people are saying online. Unet News posted just minutes ago about an Iranian paper's provocative imagery depicting Trump and Netanyahu in prison uniforms with targets on their heads. Al Arabiya English earlier today reported that the American delegation in Lebanon is negotiating the formation of security and management committees for potential mediation in Rome. Eitan Fishberger, a political commentator, shared just now that Qatar allegedly tried to compromise Trump's safety with an inadequately equipped plane. Let's go deeper, starting with the IDF's preparations in Lebanon. Ynet reveals that despite recent strikes, Israeli defense officials have not ordered a withdrawal. The military is preparing for a sustained presence as Hezbollah reorganizes under the current ceasefire. This could signal prolonged regional instability. Turning to the U.S. military's visit to Beirut, as reported by the Times of Israel, the delegation aims to advance a framework agreement between Israel and Lebanon. Discussions include potential IDF withdrawal from specific zones. This visit may impact future diplomatic engagements in the region. Meanwhile, Trump has heightened tensions with Iran. JNS reports that he claims the U.S. can sustain a year-long military campaign if necessary, following threats from Iran. This rhetoric further stresses U.S.-Iran relations and poses risks to regional security. The Iranian newspaper's incitement against Western leaders adds fuel to the fire. As Israel Hayom describes, the poster incites violence against Trump and Netanyahu. This type of propaganda can exacerbate existing tensions and provoke further conflict. Finally, the arrest of settlers in the West Bank, detailed by the Jerusalem Post, shows Israel's commitment to law enforcement. The CNN crew was there to report on a significant anniversary, highlighting ongoing sensitivities in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Israel's new pipeline will significantly boost gas exports to Egypt. The Ashdod-Ashkelon connection is a strategic move to expand under a major $35 billion agreement. Separately, Israel Hayom Business shares that Lombard Odier anticipates a positive market shift in the second half of 2026. They credit potential geopolitical easing and improved U.S.-Iran relations as key factors. And finally, Globes highlights a warning from the Supreme Court. Public servants may face lawsuits if they ignore court rulings following a government declaration on non-compliance. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 9 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.